Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The commercial fishing industry is almost always beset by uncertainty. In the Gulf of Maine, climate change is amplifying those risks. The waters of the Atlantic are warming faster than most saltwater oceans, disrupting coastal ecosystems and economies. The booming lobster industry, for example, faces some tough new challenges, and some industry leaders are betting on diversification to hedge against the unpredictability. Fred Bever reports there's a new view of scallop farming.
Marsden Brewer is a third-generation Maine fisherman who docks in Stonington.
I've been involved in all the fisheries, over my lifetime.
These days, it's mostly lobster, but he's fished cod and shrimped and carted urchin to market. They were all once vibrant species, but now they're mostly off-limits after being weakened by climate change and overfished.
Not intentionally. But, just the way it was set up to work, it wasn't sustainable. This project here is looking at sustainability in a fishery.
This project is Brewer's 20-year effort to diversify his business by developing a profitable scallop farm. He used to scatter baby scallops in the bay, then drag up the adults from the seafloor a couple years later. Success was limited, though. So now, from his 38-foot lobster boat moored more than a mile offshore, Brewer is experimenting with methods from Japan, where scallop farming is a long tradition. Brewer, son Bobby, and Dana Morse, a marine extension agent with the University of Maine, winch up from the depths a long rope strung with 12-foot-tall dark mesh bags. The collapsible bags are partitioned by horizontal shelves, giving them the look of a giant Japanese paper lantern. Inside, each level holds 20 or so squirting scallops.
Dana, come take a look at these.
This has got a lot of crap on them.
Holy moly.
Those ones there came from across the bay, I'd say.
Yeah. The nets are in fantastic shape, and the scallops look awesome.
Yeah.
Brewer first netted these scallops 2 years ago when they were in their free-floating larval stage, known as a spat. The boat's crew carefully measures their growth.
63, 68.
They're more than 2 inches wide now, not quite ready yet for market. Extension agent Morse first visited Japan 20 years ago to check out scallop systems there, and he's been back since, towing along fishermen like Brewer. Now, Morse says the Brewers are leading the way for other lobstermen looking for affordable ways to diversify.
The handling system that Marsden and Bob have put together is fabulous because it allows them to be lobster fishing at one time in the day, and then with maybe a half an hour's difference, they can be scallop farming. And so that's flexibility right there. So it's really cool to see that stuff in action.
Back the scallops go, deep into the nutritious water column. Brewer expects to sell tens of thousands of them this winter and to fetch upwards of $1.50 each wholesale. Eventually, he expects scallop profits to rival his lobster take, and more predictably.
It's got some real good potential. Just want to make sure everything's going to work before we take the next step.
Down in Casco Bay, some young shellfish entrepreneurs are going all in on the next step.
Okay, ready?
John Gorman works at Bangs Island Mussels. On a boat docked on Portland's waterfront, he and a gaggle of young men from several Maine shellfish farms run live scallops through a high-pressure washer. It was just imported from Japan by the nonprofit Coastal Enterprises, Inc., which is encouraging seafood farmers around Maine to try it out. And for these guys, it's strictly learn as you go, because the manual is in Japanese.
But the more we learn about it, the more we realize how well-designed it really is. It makes me a little nervous, having such expensive machinery on this boat.
On the wharf, the scallops are sorted and clipped into a metal conveyor belt to be met by an automated drill that punches tiny holes through their squared-off corners, known as the ears. Nate Perry of the Pine Point Oyster Company fine-tunes the drill.
So it's very, very precise. Once you're really dialed in, you can turn the speed up and just, you can't keep up with it almost, you know?
Next, the men thread plastic pins through the scallop's newly pierced ears, then string them on a rope to be sent back to the sea. The Japanese technique is called ear hanging. Back at the washer, 30-year-old John Gorman says new technologies that save time processing scallops and other marine crops promise a bright future for aquaculture in Maine.
Part of the new industry, you know? I see a lot of growth, and you never know. We're going to be doing scallops, and then we'll be back to mussels, and then in the springtime and the fall, we're into kelp. It's fun.
And Gorman and a growing number of would-be scallop farmers are hoping profitable. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.